News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I'm steadfast in my commitment to holding a grudge. I once paid to name a cockroach after a friend's ex-boyfriend. So says Irish Independent columnist Saoirse Hanley, and she joins us now. Saoirse, I love your piece, but God bless your energy for this. I don't know how. Tell us about some of your more your greater commitments to grudge holding.
Well, this is it. It's kind of Saoirse Hanley, comma hater. Before journalist at this point, I'm pro at it. I think I'm a very stubborn person, and I do think that my stubbornness sometimes extends to, let's say, feelings of ill will towards someone who has wronged me or someone that I love. And a friend of mine recently said, one of my best friends, her friend had not shown up for her in some way. And that immediately put this friend, I barely know, onto my blacklist. And I said this to her and she was like, God knows, like, you never get off that list. Like, once you're on Saoirse's hit list, that's it. Good luck to you getting back into the good books.
You've had a particular issue with the ex-boyfriend of one of your friends as well.
Oh, absolutely. I've been thinking about him now. Gets my blood boiling on a Wednesday morning. And it's funny because, he hasn't actually wronged me personally. And the friend in question is totally fine with it. She has totally moved on. She's got a lovely new boyfriend of many years who is absolutely wonderful. She expels no energy thinking about this man. But me, if another opportunity to name another rodent or a vermin or creature comes up, he's getting the hit.
Goodness. Now you do expend, it would seem, quite a lot of emotional energy on it. Your own partner has said to you, do you think maybe you're hating on that lad a bit much? And your mum has told you to rein it in as well.
Absolutely. I can still really remember having this argument with mum last year because I don't know what it was, I'm sure. Because I still, I'm aware of, with social media, you're aware of all these people all the time. And you might just say, stop following him, which actually is a great idea that I'm only realizing and saying it, I should be doing. But, you come across something or you're reminded for some reason of X, Y, Z. And whatever happened that evening, I must have seen something and I was giving out about it. And I was like, God, it's so unfair that he gets to X, Y, Z after he, I can't believe that he's getting to this and he's got this new girlfriend. He doesn't even know what he's like and blah, 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 blah. And the man was like, I really think you're wasting so much energy thinking about this man who has not wronged you personally. Do you not think that this is a bit much? And I immediately was on the defensive, but it was kind of afterwards that we talked about it and I was thinking about it and I was like, she's right. Like, and I am expending a lot of time here.
And is this article cathartic for you in some way? Do you feel you're going to pivot away from all this grudge holding now?
I do think admitting it, as they say, is the first step. Admitting you have a problem, isn't it? But I do think writing it and putting a name to it and kind of seeing it in writing was a little bit confronting in that I was like, God, I really am a bit obsessed with this guy. I really shouldn't be
Do you have a very strong sense of fairness that if somebody transgresses? Because I read your piece and what I thought about, and I know nothing about it, obviously, what's happened, but I thought, he obviously broke up with your friend and, people sometimes aren't right for each other. And when they aren't right for each other, they don't always treat each other very well. That he could go on and be a perfect model citizen with somebody else whom he's better suited to. Like, does grudge holding disallow the potential for people to grow as people? You know what I mean? That you have them forever in a box of what they did 10 years ago.
I think so, because it's been, a good few years. And the other thing is that I've particularly noticed with stuff like this, if you're holding a grudge against someone who really doesn't know that, it's really interesting because you're kind of wasting all this time on just your side. Like, only recently, he messaged me about something and I was like, what the hell are you doing messaging me? Don't you know that I hate you?
You see, he doesn't. He's living rent-free in your head and he doesn't know. But look, we've had great crack with it all morning talking about whether or not people hold grudges. And thank you for starting the conversation. I do hope for you that you let go of some of them, because I think they must be a little bit hard work and energy draining. But thank you for that, Saoirse Hanley. And Shane, we have been talking. One texter says, when I was in play school, which was 35 years ago, a girl ripped a pencil off my new Barbie's skirt. How I now meet her in the playground gates dropping our own kids and I think of it every day.
She adds, hashtag never forget.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.